Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, made to love. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. Find new roads.
From New Orleans, Roland Martin, what's going on, man?
All is well with you, man. Down here for Essence Fest. Looking forward to a great weekend of concerts. Maxwell, Jill Scott, Uncle Charlie, New Edition, Beyonce. It's going to be straight crazy this weekend, so I'm looking forward to all of it. This morning, Skip, you know, we talk about relationships and love and things along those lines, and lots of folks have advice and counsel. So why not Lonnie Love? And she has this new book out that, from the title alone, let's just say it might call your relationship into question. It is called Love Them and Leave Them, But Don't Get Stuck with the Tab. Lonnie, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. Good morning, Skip and Nikki.
What's up,
Lonnie, let's jump right off to it. Are you dealing with a bunch of broke brothers just off the top? Well, what's the deal?
No, actually, that is a metaphor. Love them or leave them is basically, I don't care what you do with the guy. You can either love him or you can leave him, but don't get stuck with anything. We're not just talking about money. It could be problems, issues. What have you. And it's actually a comedy advice book. So it's hilarious advice. It's not really meant to take seriously. It's tongue-in-cheek.
Well, now, is this based upon true stories from your life, or did you pull your homegirls together and say, just give me y'all best shot at some of the craziness they experienced in relationships?
Yeah, exactly. What the book, it goes through each phase of a relationship, and it's a bunch of questions that I've gotten over the years from girlfriends, from fans of mine, and it's interesting situations. Also, there are personal stories about myself, about people that I know. So it's a little mix of everything. And it's just, you know, I was tired of hearing about we got to think like a man or we got to act like something that's not good. We just need to be women and love ourselves. And that's what this book encourages, to love yourself first as a woman, but always look out for yourself, and then you can make your decision.
Now, what has been the response thus far? And how are you going to feel if all of a sudden, let's say, women out there on a date and a brother pulls the book out and is like, okay, now you are you trying to follow Lonnie? What's going on here?
Well, as far as reviews are coming in. Publishers Weekly has given me a great review, which I was honored to get. Essence Magazine, which is down at Essence Fest, they just did a 4-page spread for my book. It's called Love Intervention, and that'll be out on stands in August. And the bloggers are, everybody's being very receptive to it. And like I said, I think we're taking love seriously. It's about dealing with comedy, too. It's about laughing. Love should be nice and light. It doesn't have to be so serious and mean. And you know, so that's what this book represents. It's not to be taken very seriously, but it's also to be a little bit smart. So, you know, the top three things I tell women, I said, hey, if you want to meet a man, first of all, you need to, if you're single, you need to multi-date. Second, try places that you normally don't try. Online dating. Go to an actual bookstore and find guys, or on a Saturday morning, go to a...
You know, folks diner. Today barely read. Come on, now. Look what you just said, Lana. You just said online dating, stalkers. Then you said go to the bookstore. What? Pictorials, what?
Oh my God!
Go bowling. That's a good place. Go to the laundromat. If you see a guy on a Saturday morning at the laundromat, he doesn't have a woman. Now you tell me that ain't right, Roland. Tell me.
He also doesn't have a wash and dry in his house.
Yeah, you're right, precisely. I mean,
you at the large match. So.
But that's why you need to find somebody that does.
Man.
You got a woman, so it's those types of things that I'm saying, you know. But the important thing is, I think a lot of times we stick with one person and we spend years with that person. And I think that's my main thing that I want to tell women today is that don't be afraid to multi-date. Now, I ain't saying multi-do something else. I mean, like, go out and meet a person, you know.
Well, folks, Lonnie said go to the laundromat. I'm with Skip. That means he ain't going to wash and dry, which means stay with his mama. The book, folks, the book, folks, is Love Them and Leave Them, But Don't Get Stuck with the Tab by Lonnie Love. Definitely check it out. Lonnie, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Roland.
All right. Thanks, Roland. Thanks, Lonnie.
Appreciate it.
Lonnie, how you a guest on this show? You a host.
We had to work her in some way.
Oh, that's my baby right there. That's my baby.